This Sunday, but the one before that, you say they came?
Past. This past Sunday.
Okay. If you wanted to know the time of day, you'd ask somebody, we're still going in. It's almost over now. If you wanted to know the time of day, you'd ask somebody.
What time it was?
And then that person would probably look at his
watch.
And if it was midway between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock, you'd say it was
7:30.
And another way of saying that might
half
be
half past.
Mm-hmm. How about another way of saying 10:45?
Quarter till.
Mm-hmm. If you've been doing something for a long time, you'd say I've been doing that for quite
some time.
Okay. You might say, now business wasn't very good last year, but I hope it will be better
this year.
And if you were talking about, well, like your dog, how old is your dog? You'd say your dog is
like 5?
Mm-hmm, 5
years old.
Right. If something happened on this day last year, you'd say it happened exactly?
This.
Exactly,
This time last year? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
A year ago.
Yeah. Okay, a year.
Okay. If you might look up the sky and say, I don't like the looks of those black
clouds.
And on a day when the sun's shining, there's no clouds, you'd say that's a
clear day.
Mm-hmm. And the opposite kind, when it's not raining but there's a lot of clouds.
Cloudy day.
Okay. If it's been clear and then the clouds come in and you think it might rain, you'd say the weather is
changing.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And if it's the opposite, if it's been cloudy and the clouds pull away, you'd say the weather is
clearing.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a heavy rain that only lasts a little while?
A shower.
Okay. How about a storm that's got thunder and lightning?
Okay, a storm.
Okay, and if it's got thunder and lightning, you call it a
thunderstorm.
Thunderstorm. Okay, if there was a heavy, hard wind, you'd say, well, all night long the wind
blew.
Mm-hmm. But in the past, in years past, it has even harder. It has
blown.
Yeah. If the wind was coming from that direction, you'd say the wind's. Well, would you probably say from the south or out of the south? Or
out of the south.
Out of the south, okay. Same, would you say out of the north?
Mm-hmm. Out of the north.
How about east and west?
Coming from the east,
from
coming
the
from
east.
The
okay.
West. Now that's funny.
That's funny that you do this differently. If it's raining, but not raining very hard, just some fine drops, you'd say it's
sprinkling.
Okay. And if it's just to where you just kind of feel it in the air, you'd say it's
mist.
Okay. And then, like, if you were to look across the street one morning, you couldn't see the house across the street on account of the
fog.
And you'd say that kind of day would be a
foggy?
Mm-hmm. And if you hadn't had any rain for a couple of weeks, you'd say you're having a
drought.
Okay. And if the wind has been gentle and it's gradually getting stronger, you say it's doing what?
Now, wait, what? If it's
if the wind's been gentle and it's gradually kind of
it's getting windy?
Okay. If it's just the opposite, the wind has been really strong, it's getting weaker and weaker, you say it's doing what?
Quieting down.
Okay. On a morning like in the fall when it's not really cold but it just feels
brisk.
Mm-hmm. If it was cold enough to kill the tomatoes and flowers, you'd say last night we had a
frost.
And you might say it was so cold last night the water in the pond
froze.
And if it gets much colder tonight, it might
freeze.
And before I got out there, it had already
frozen.
I see something I forgot to ask you. In this house, what do you call this room?
Living room.
Yeah. And do you have another, like where the TV is, you call that?
Mm-mm. That's a bedroom.
Oh, that's a bedroom. Uh-huh. Okay.
Hey,
okay.
It stays up here, but he had a ball game to watch, so we just moved it back there. I don't have any, but just the living room.
Okay. But, now this last part is just all for pronunciation. It's not. And this is the very last thing. Okay, I need for you to count from 1 to 14.